F-15 Strike Eagle.
Ceci est F-15 Strike Eagle, un jeu en 3D. C'est ce que nous voulons faire sur les machines d'arcade, des simulations de la vie réelle. Piloter un avion, conduire une voiture, tout ce qu'on peut faire en réalité peut être recréé sur ces machines pour faire un vrai monde en 3D. Donc on est dans ce monde avec les vraies armes et toutes les véritables possibilités de combat. On ressent à la fois le plaisir du pilotage et du combat aérien. Nous aimons ce jeu car ce genre de machine était auparavant réservé aux pilotes de chasse et pilotes de ligne qui s'amusaient énormément dessus. Aujourd'hui, tout le monde peut y jouer, tout le monde peut faire l'expérience des graphismes en 3D. Le plus gros avantage est que vous n'êtes pas limité. Ce jeu vous permet de décider ce que vous voulez faire et quand vous voulez le faire. À la base, je dispose de missiles et de canons. Ce joystick est celui dont disposent les vrais pilotes de chasse pour diriger leur avion. Vous devez bien sûr contrôler l'avion. Maintenant, je vais me rapprocher de quelque chose pour vous montrer un peu. Une fois que j'ai verrouillé ma cible, je peux larguer mes missiles en étant sûr qu'ils l'atteindront. Il y a un système de brouillage et de leurre qui vous permet d'éviter tous les missiles. Une...
You write on the front cover of PC Review in France, des tests uniques au monde. Could you explain why you have this kind of...
Yes,
what are these kind of tests?
Well, they have about 16, 17 reviews each issue, and they range from about 5 pages long down to smaller ones. This one is Wing Commander 2, and you'll see all the elements of reviews in PC Review here. We have successive shots from the game which shows the player how to play. We make comparisons with other games so that if you like the sound of Wing Commander 2, maybe you'd like to try some others that are similar to it as well. We explain very carefully what sort of PC you need to play the game, and this is at a sort of at a glance chart at the bottom here. You don't want to read a review and then discover that in fact your machine can't play the game after all.
Christina, can you say that a PC is better than a console or a ST or an Amiga?
Yes, I think I could. If you've got the right PC, if it's got all the right bits in it.
What do you mean, the right PC?
Well, for instance, you can buy a graphics card for your PC, such as a VGA graphics card, to make the graphics on screen better. Or you can buy a sound card, which will give you music on the PC rather than just the beep that the speaker in the PC gives you.
So you have different cards for the graphism, you have CGA,
yes.
You have EGA,
yes.
And you have VGA.
Yes.
So what are the differences between the three cards?
Well, CGA is quite old now and really quite poor. Although EGA is a little bit better, VGA is the newest and that's by far the best mode. You have 256 colors on screen at very high resolution.
So I really need to have a VGA card
to play games.
To play games. And what about the sounds? Because I think the sounds on the PC I heard were very, very poor.
If you don't have a sound card in your PC, all you'll get is beep. But you can buy sound cards that will slot into the machine, and you can do that yourself, which will actually give you background effects and music in your games.
Okay, so what is the price to have a good PC?
To buy a really good PC for games would probably cost about 10,000 francs.
So it's much more expensive than a console.
It's certainly much more expensive than a console, but then there's so much more that a PC can do. Micro-kids.